Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Journey podcast. I love starting the episode by just saying thank you. I feel very, very grateful for this podcast, everyone it touches, all the messages I get. And it's a passion project of mine, and I love it. Just my purpose, and I was just talking to my guest about it just before, is really anyone I connect with to leave them better than I found them. So if this podcast makes a difference to one person, I feel very, very blessed. And I'm excited to have my guest on this episode. You've heard from her before. She's a very special friend. I'd love for her to introduce herself. My guest this week is Zara Jeffrey. Zara, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, hello. My name is Zara, and we have created a little organization called Key Light Center, where we provide people different tools and techniques to live a more empowered life and help people to live a more conscious life and a more awakened life.
Thank you, Zara. And for those that are regular listeners of the podcast, you'll know that Zara has been on this podcast before, and she's Sidra's sister. So Sidra has had a profound impact on me. Actually, this podcast is named after her. She was my mentor, my friend on this human realm. She's now my guide on the other realm. She passed away, aged only 38 years old. And this podcast is called Spiritual Journey Path to Awakening. Her name is Sidra Jeffrey, says it has the same initials. She's the one that pushed me to learn how to read Akashic Records. She's the one that pushed me to that, as a guide, that my voice, my gift. And this is where this podcast started from. So I feel very connected to Sidra. She's still around me, and I feel very, very connected to Zara. So Zara, thank you for being a guest on this podcast again. And I guess I should introduce myself. Hi, everybody. I'm Nims. I am an Akashic Record reader, Akashic trainer, podcast host, podcast creator, as well as a spiritual coach and mentor. And just to talk about the current energy, we're recording this in between the two eclipses. So if you're feeling the energy of the eclipses, it really is a powerful time. I'll release this episode after the second eclipse, but we're still in Mercury retrograde. And just energetically, we're really being pushed to shine our light, put ourselves at the center of the universe. And many ways, we're all going through something. So if you're going through something, trust that you're going through it for a reason, and know that this too shall pass. So embrace this energy, put yourself at the center, and really understand we're in a phase where you're not meant to have control. So embrace the moment and truly, 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 truly know that you're being prepared for something. And what if what you're being prepared for is bigger than you could imagine? So I just wanted to share that energetically, because it feels like a lot of people are going through something. So this week's episode is the power of gratitude. And it feels like a really appropriate time. We're now into spring, we're into a new season. Energetically and spiritually, a lot of people feel like this is more of a, because of the new season, it's more of a new year than maybe January is. So, and gratitude is such a big part of what we do on a regular basis. It's easy to focus on things that are not working, but when you focus on gratitude, and we'll get into the topic, it allows your energy and your vibration to become different. And I know a lot of people would say, well, what if I've got nothing to be grateful for? There's always something that you can be grateful for. And especially when you're intentional with the gratitude. And I always recommend people to be intentional, because it's easy to be grateful for, the sun was shining today, and it was, just, I'm so grateful that, I could experience it. I'm so grateful for having a roof over my head. Or if you've got kids, it's easy to kind of be grateful for those type of things, and of course you should be grateful for those type of things. But when you're intentional with it, and you pick moments that you're truly grateful for, like, I'm grateful for having Zara on this podcast. I'm grateful for the conversation we had before we even began this podcast, because it's great to connect, and it's just beautiful to connect with their energy. And when I'm intentional with that great gratitude, I'm like, I'll pick a moment. What that does is it makes that moment a magic moment that you truly integrate into your body, because you're remembering it. And the second thing it does is you're saying to the universe, you want more of those magic moments. You want more moments that you will remember for the moment, because people will not always remember what you said, or what you did, but they'll remember how you made them feel. So when you're intentional with that, that's really cultivates that. And in what gratitude does, it allows you to change your vibration. So if you're on, if you listen to this podcast and you're on that spiritual journey and you're feeling energetically, like I was talking about at the beginning, where nothing's going for you, you don't feel connected, you feel something's happening and you're just frustrated with life, the first thing I'd always recommend is focus on being grateful. And what can you be grateful for in this moment? So Zara, as I hand over to you, what does the power of gratitude mean to you?
Before I get on to that, I just want to rewind a little back when you said that if someone is, they're going through a difficult emotion or situations in their life, and especially it happens with our clients a lot, they'll come and we'll try to talk about gratitude and how important being grateful is. They often say that, oh, Zara, don't offer us cheap optimism. We don't have nothing. That's what the conversation is about. So, and I have personally experienced that, when I was going through something that I would call a little dark night or a difficult period in my life. And I would read these quotes, or if I'll hear somebody saying that, oh, but you have to be grateful that you're alive, and I don't know about the listeners, but sometimes you want to be like, I want to punch you if it's you. You say I need to be grateful because I don't feel very grateful about anything in our lives. And then this is something that very recently, I've been practicing, because even when we recorded our previous podcast, we mentioned that how we keep changing our go-to tools and techniques. So this is something that has worked wonders for me. Imagine this for a second. So again, if you are someone who is experiencing a difficult time or a challenging situation in your life, and you don't feel that you can experience gratitude at this moment, just for a split second, imagine that, because I'm all the way in Canada, so I'm going to use the example for Europe. So imagine that you book a trip, a 2-month-long trip to go and explore whole of Europe. Right? You're going to go to London, you'll go to Paris and Zurich and Interlake, and you have all these things lined up. And when you arrive there, you realize that the Airbnb or the hotel that you booked is something that is not as it was marketed. So you may get upset on it about for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you'll pull yourself back together and say, hey, but I'm in Europe. That's the highlight. I've spent so much money. I have dedicated this time to just explore that whole area, and I shouldn't let this ruin my time in Europe. So how about we start seeing our lives from that perspective? Because you know for a fact that you are here for a limited time period. And when it comes to gratitude, just the idea of having a pulse and being able to experience life and the weather and the sun and the rain, and just very basic simple thing. If you just can somehow redirect your thought from whatever is going on in your life and try and apply this logic, you will see that how easy being grateful becomes. Because then you realize that, yeah, maybe I don't have an ideal Airbnb, but I'm in Europe, right? So because it's just a little tip that has worked so much for me. So I try to remember, if something don't go according to the way I have planned or I perceive it, I remind myself this. I keep using the Europe example. I say, okay, Zara, I'm in Europe, though. That's all that matters, that I'm alive, I'm breathing, and sun comes up and goes down, and that's life, and it's going to be okay. So just a little tip for anyone who is, experiencing lack of gratitude in their life. Try and see if this logic works. And how do you feel about it, Nimesh?
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it does. Like, works wonders.
Well, because it is what you focus on expands. And you make a good point. And there are a lot of people feeling stuck right now. There is a lot of people getting frustrated with what's happening in the world and what's happening inside them. And a lot of that is because people can feel change coming. People can feel, right? And it's that. But actually, it's, and I know it's so easy to say, and I'm very conscious of my words, but when you're going through something, it's so much more important to focus on being grateful. And I'm not asking anyone to be false, right? It's easy to say, to just go through a process and just, blindly follow something. But no, you've got to do it with your heart and really think about what are you grateful for? What conversations have you had? And maybe if, there's probably 20 conversations you could think of that are frustrating you, but if there's two or three that you're truly grateful for, because what it does lift your vibration up, right? It does lift your vibration and your energy becomes different. And ultimately, even if you remember the words, what you focus on expands. So the science behind it is if you're focusing on the stuff that's frustrating you, if you're focusing on things that are making you angry, and of course you've got to process that. But if you're spending all your time focusing on that, what you're saying to the universe is, I want more of those experiences. And, Einstein would say the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing, expect a different set of results. So if you are frustrated right now, then if you don't do something different, then you're probably going to stay frustrated. So maybe as you listen to this podcast, the one thing you choose to do differently is you choose at least a couple of things to be grateful for. And when you journal about it, when you kind of document it or you record a voice note, then that becomes so much more powerful. And there is, it's like anything, you've got to create the muscle. You can't just do something one time and then all of a sudden you think, oh my God, okay, this is going to change everything. Yes, it changes you in that moment. But when you do something for like at least 7 days, 21 days ideally, then all of a sudden you start to change something physiologically inside you. You start to expand, you start to create a muscle inside you, which changes everything. And some of the clients I work with, and it's just, it's, I do a spiritual mentorship program, which is over 12 weeks. And it's just some clients within week two or three, their light has changed so much. And it's just simple things. Cause I really believe the spiritual journey we're on isn't complicated. It really just stems from a couple of things. Like, you've got to look inside for your answers. And sometimes the frustration comes from looking outside, looking for people to fix us. And the second thing is really being grateful, reminding ourselves that our soul chose us to be here. Soul chose to be here. And if you're here, you're needed, you're wanted, and you're loved by the universe. And I really do believe the universe wants us to expand, wants us to grow with kindness. And if you're open to just seeing things differently and just realizing that, the universe wants to support you. So if you really ask and look for those areas where the universe is supporting you, then maybe you'll realize how much the universe is supporting you, because the universe has a role to play, which sometimes means we need to go through difficult things. The universe can't stop you having the human experience, but you can choose how you respond to what happens to you. And that's where the journey becomes interesting. And it's just that, because it's so easy to get lost in the current energies and, oh, Mercury's in retrograde or whatever you want to call it. But it's like none of it's bad. Whatever happening on the planet, whatever is not, we decide what's good or bad. And I'll give you an example. I mean, it's like I was feeling the intensity of the energies this week. I was feeling some, a lot of clients are going through stuff, and I was feeling the energy and just, I was just, and actually I was chatting to Zara about being a guest on this podcast, and I just messaged her and just she agreed, and I said, just naturally, I'd say thank you. And Zara, you responded with, with the connection we had, know that you have a sister for life and somebody you don't have to say thank you and sorry to. And I was like, and I know this, obviously we've talked about it, but just receiving that message at the moment, I chose to focus on how that made me feel. So thank you for that. And you gave me a great example. And I talked to you a bit about it before but it's just, when you're in these moments, if you are open to a little bit of magic happening in your life, it starts to expand you. And that's the thing.
100%.
It's like, because sometimes we're waiting for this big epiphany. We can feel changes coming. So we wait for this big epiphany, this big flashing light. But the universe doesn't always work that way. What the universe does is gives us small bits of magic. I remember Sidra one time, she was laughing at me, and she used to laugh at me quite a lot. I'm like, Sidra, what are you laughing at me about? Because we were in the Lake District at the time. And she's like, you're crazy. I'm like, why am I crazy this time? She's like, there's so many small things of magic happening to you on a regular basis. But because it's not in the box that you think it should be, you're missing it. And it's like when you add all the magic bits together, that's your big epiphany. I was like, and she's so right, and just. She was that sort of person, and she still is that sort of person. But Zara, thank you. Thank you for that moment. And it feels so appropriate for this episode. So, I'd love for you to share a bit more about, the journey that you are on, and, what more can you share about being grateful?
Something very interesting that I think that people may benefit from is the idea that if you ask people what they want most in their life, initially, people would say, "Oh, I want to be happy," or "I want to experience joy." But as time has progressed and there's so much awareness around, people have started to become more conscious about what they want to experience. I have realized that people often say, "Oh, I just want to experience peace," right? But the very crucial thing that sometimes we forget is that peace comes from gratitude. When I am so my idea is that when I'm working with anyone, I try to make them understand that life will happen like an ECG machine, up and down and up and down. The flat line means you're dead. So, which means that when you start working on yourself, you'll still have these ups and downs and moments where you're sad and you're happy. But the idea of peace is that you have this one space inside of you that you can always tap into, right? And the key to that space is actually gratitude. The more, and there's a little phrase in Arabic that we say, shukr alhamdulillah, which means that thanks to God, the creator, and I really, really invite everybody. So whatever, your religious beliefs may be, and however you connect with the source, you pick that word one, and then try to say that word when you have a challenging situation. I kid you not, it may sound crazy to you right here, right now, but so for example, you miss a bus, and you say, shukr alhamdulillah, whatever you want to say, or thank you, God. Or if you're cooking and you're missing an ingredient, you go, shukr alhamdulillah. I've done that all. And it sounds very basic and simple, but what that does is that space that I'm talking about, a space where you are at peace and you feel content, the more gratitude, grateful you are about basic simple things and especially about the difficult things, that space gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So it kind of bridges the gap between your highs and lows. So again, and I'm sure that you'll agree with me that if you see all these people who have been before us, the gifted ones, the special ones, people who actually attained on the vibrational scale, they went to the 700 or 600. You'll see that if you see their life journey, detachment is key, right? And if you dig a little deeper, being detached means that they are more in that middle space of peace and gratitude. So when you are asking about what the power of gratitude is, that's what it is. It's that by being more grateful, you're actually expanding that little space that you can actually. So, and how does it look like in my real life image? Is that if something happens and it's truly upsetting me, even though I kid you not, I can observe myself being upset very superficially, but I always have this conversation. I say, it's not that deep. You know, I know that it's not deep, because the reason I can say that is because I can quickly get into that space of peace and gratitude very quickly. It's the timings and how do you get there by constantly being grateful. And again, the one tip is that just, you know, just go all in and say, you know, thank you, God. Just keep saying that over and over again for every little thing in your life. As you know, Nimesh, I think you say 21 days or 7 days or 40 days, however days you want, until it becomes a very habit thing that you just keep doing it over. And then it will go deeper. One day you'll realize that, you know, it's not just words anymore. I am truly grateful. And I can get to that point a little quicker.
And it is putting the emotion into it, right? It's actually connecting. And I get it. It's like when you're going through something, it is hard, right? It is. And it's like the phrase that I use is this too shall pass. So whatever phrase, and you know, again, I remember a conversation that an example Sidra would always give. If you're going through something and it's intense and it's emotional, this too shall pass. And even when things are going perceptibly great, you know, life has a habit of going up and down, right? It's just we're on a human journey.
100%.
If you're present and you know this may pass, then you enjoy it in the moment. And really is about being present. So, you know, I get we make it sound so simple. And you know, if you're going through something, it can feel okay, well, you know, what have I got to be grateful for? But I encourage you, if you listen to this, is just think about what's happened to you in the last 24, 40 hours. And how is the universe showing up for you in some sort of way? Maybe it's even listen to this podcast or whatever it might be. And what you focus on does expand. So if you can really cultivate a muscle, which you do this regularly, as Sarah was saying, it allows you to truly change things inside, and it's a it really is transformative. And the other way of maybe really truly being grateful is to pay it forward. So I gave Zara an example where she made a difference to me, and I'm sure Zara, somewhere, it made you feel good, right? Because it's you've, because ultimately people are going to remember how you made them feel. So another way for you to be grateful is to pay it forward, is to tell somebody how you feel about them, and do it with sincerity. Because when you talk from the heart, when you talk with intention, people feel it at a heart and a soul level. And it's great for the person receiving it. It's also great for the person sharing it, because it makes you feel good. And that's another magic moment. And then think about the ripple effect. So you feel better, someone else feels better. And just think about all the people that the two of you may interact with over the period of the day. And even that small difference could make then a difference to a lot of people, because all of a sudden you've just created that ripple effect. And with so much happening in the world, there's so much, you know, so much anger, so many wars, so much going on, that everybody's feeling something inside, feeling angry. And of course, if you're feeling something, you should feel it and process it. But at the same time, if we could all have a gratitude mindset, it would make such a big difference. And really, how do we do that? Is we start with ourselves. We can't control what other people do. We can't control, but we can control what we do. And we all make a difference. We all make a difference. We're all meant to be here, right? And it's that, but I really do feel that we're going through this transformation where we're going through rebirth, and kindness and gratitude is such an important thing. It's that, remember that whoever you're dealing with, they're going through something too. We make it all about ourselves. It's like, oh my God, I had this conversation with this person and I can't believe they said that. And you know, we wind ourselves up and we kind of, but they may not even remember the conversation because it may not be as important to them, right? And it's that, whereas if we can just know that whatever the question, the answer is always love, then maybe things start to change with us. Be the change you want to see in the world. And again, I sometimes I hear myself, and I know that when you're going through something, it's hard. But if you start with one thing of just being grateful, maybe that one little thing can start to change things for you. And also realize this too shall pass. Pick your phrase. If you know, if I don't understand Arabic, so if that phrase, as Zara says, resonates with you, then for sure use it.
Or you can just, or just say
Or
thank
you
you,
know,
boss.
or this too shall pass, or you know, because the other thing you could do is, you know, if you want something physical to kind of bring yourself back, you know, so you know, if you're watching on Zoom, you can see, but if you're not, you know, I wear crystal bracelets, right? And you know, sometimes when I need to reframe or I need to just remind myself this too shall pass, I just flick the bracelet. And it's just my way of just, you know, just resetting my energy. And just there's so many different ways, but I go back to my one recommendation. Pick one thing that you're grateful for and sit with how does it make you feel? And if it's some person that made a difference to you, what if you reached out to that person and just say thank you? Then you've got double whammy, right? You're grateful for the moment. You're grateful then because you're sharing that memory and that experience with somebody else and you're making them feel good. Just, you know, and paying it forward is so powerful because I really do believe in some way we're all here to serve. So why don't we serve with kindness, with love? How does
That's
it make
true.
you feel, Zara?
No, I agree with every word that you're saying, and also, you know, just you know how you were saying that if you are not feeling very grateful, I do this with grief. I read somewhere that when I have a wave of grief, I don't change it, I don't distract myself, I sit with it and I mother it, I nurture it, and I'm okay with feeling. You know, people may think that I may have gone cuckoo, but I love that I grieve. Like, I cannot, and if this shift has happened very recently, actually, about 2, 3 weeks ago, I had this moment where I was like, oh my God, you know, it just makes me more human that I'm able to love something so much that I'm willing to experience this feeling and emotion towards it. And again, while I'm saying that, I just realized that's part of gratitude as well. So look how powerful gratitude is, that once you somehow, because look, your mind is like a Google search, right? So whatever I put in, that's what it's going to search for. It's like, so if you go on your Google page and you go, is I don't know, is something bad, is I don't know, I cannot think of an example. Is milk bad for me? Right? And it's going to give you like gazillions of research proving that milk is bad for you. And then if you go, is milk good for me? You'll have God knows how many articles claiming that milk is great for you. Right? So our mind works in a similar manner. We just have to feed it the right information. And it's so interesting. I just had this epiphany that actually this is the vibration of gratitude. When you even start being grateful for your challenging experience, and you're like, you know, whatever it is, it's mine. I'm going to sit with it without willing to change it. And a little bit, you know how Nimesh is saying that one thing, if you are someone who sometimes, you know, life, we get to a point where we can't even think of one single thing to be grateful for, right? The best thing to do is just start being grateful for the things that you can see. I'm grateful for the chair. I'm grateful for this laptop. I'm grateful for the clothes. I'm grateful for the hair, the eyes, the door, the room, the roof, and see how that makes you feel. Because it's honestly, it's like sometimes when the walls are collapsing, you feel like you're in a room and nothing in your life is working. And we say, okay, think of something that you're grateful for. And sometimes when you ask this question to people, they'll be like, yeah, I'm grateful for my kids, but they don't listen to me. So you're not being grateful.
But
That's when we say,
you're saying what people what you think you should say, and then
yeah,
in your
right?
mind you're like, well, actually I'm not really grateful, but you know I
Yeah.
don't say it because everyone else says it, and it's just like
Yeah,
I'm
you
just.
know, they're like, oh my God. And then I kid you not, I had this one-on-one experience. The reason that I mentioned kids was I was having this conversation with this beautiful soul, and we were talking about gratitude, and I said, okay, what are you grateful for? Just name something. And she goes, I'm grateful for my kids. लेकिन एंड शी गोज इन हिंदी, शी गोज बड़े बदतमीज बच्चे हैं, यू नो, शी गोज दे आर वेरी डिसरिस्पेक्टिंग. आई वाज लाइक दैट्स नॉट ग्रेटिट्यूड. And then she was like, yeah, maybe it's not. And but it's so difficult to just admit it that. Because if you ask a mom, they'd be like, oh, I'm so grateful for my kids and my husband or whatever, you know, the life is
I'm not
about.
sure everybody would say that,
Yeah, but you know, so when you are,
but
when we say gratitude, we that's why I say that just physical thing, then you can justify them that why you're grateful for them.
sure.
I'm
100%. It's
grateful for
just,
the chair because it's providing cushion.
yeah.
I'm grateful for the roof because it's saving me from the weather. So your mind can justify it that why you're grateful
100%.
with people and with situations sometimes, because you know there's a whole research that they did. I cannot, Jonathan was the name of the author. He published it in a book where they were measuring that a human mind leans towards the bad news more than the good news. And they, in a controlled environment, they send out two people in a casino, right? And they measured the happiness level, and they realized that even though people who are winning, if they have lost 100 or 50 bucks, they were more sad about it on the scale than they were happy about winning. So unfortunately, our mind sometimes works against us in this manner
Yeah,
and in a
it's
way.
our programming, right? You just even watch the
Yeah.
news.
Yeah,
How
so
much of the news is all around the bad, bad stuff is happening.
oh my God,
And
yeah.
maybe there's a good story at the end just to kind of lighten it, but 95% of what we watch on the news is,
Yeah,
I'm not
so
saying
I'll
don't
think
remember,
about
yeah. Of
true.
course
So so
there's
if there are
bad
two,
stuff, but yeah.
so two news, one about some war going on, the other one about, you know, a mailman making a lady's day by, you know, leaving a note. After I put my phone down, I'll remember the war information more than the man who was helping Jesus. So we are already programmed to do that. So
Yeah.
try that. Start being grateful for the things that you can justify. That's why we say, if you're finding it hard to pick a scenario, a person in your life, focus on things. I'm grateful for the pen, the eyes that I can see from, you know, the nose that I can smell from, and see that how amazingly the whole narrative change in your head.
And everything and Zari made a good example about grief, right?
Yeah.
None of this is saying don't experience the emotion,
Yeah, 100%.
because it's easy to listen to some PMO, right? Positive PMA, sorry, positive mental attitude. And I look, we're a soul having a human experience. You've got to experience. If you're meant to experience grief, there's embrace grief, and all of these emotions are very personal. There's no right way or wrong way to experience it, and anger too. And it's that. You've got to honor how you feel, but you get to choose how you respond. So if you're feeling angry as an example, then you can ask yourself, okay, why am I feeling angry? Where does it come from? Because it normally comes from somewhere where some expectation you set for yourself wasn't met. And a lot of time you may be angry with somebody else, but actually you're really angry with yourself. So if you start to ask yourself a different question, well, hold on. Where's anger coming from? Where did I first experience it? Then maybe you can process it. And there's different ways. If you feel yourself getting angry inside, then if you're not careful, that anger is going to translate into the people around you. But if you're feeling it, you could then choose to just go for a walk. You could then just process it differently, or you could just go and scream into a pillow. You could just go. I mean, I always recommend sometimes, I have had angry conversation with God, with my soul, like why did you pick this journey? And it's like, but it's like you have to
Yeah.
find a way of releasing the thing inside you in a controlled manner for you to release it. So none of this is about, oh my God, feel grateful in every moment and then don't experience, because you're meant to have the human experience.
Yeah.
But with gratitude, you get to respond differently.
Yeah,
And
100%.
know that you can then. Because it's whatever you're experiencing, you're meant to experience it. But know that the first stage in any healing that we're doing is always becoming aware.
Yeah.
And asking those questions when you're feeling some things helps you to become aware. And then with that awareness, you have to accept who you are, because sometimes awareness brings anger. Oh my God, I can't believe I've been like this all my life and I didn't realize it. You start to get annoyed and it's like, why didn't I realize this 10 years ago? No, you realized it in the perfect moment and then you have to accept who you are. And you know, gratitude, what it does, it allows you to become more present. And when you become more present, you can feel the love inside you, then that starts to change your external, because everything in your external is a result of something in your internal. So if something has happened to you externally, then in some way you've manifested it. And you know, maybe that's hard to understand, because if you're experiencing something bad, why would you manifest? Why would your soul pick something that's bad? Because you're meant to experience whatever you're experiencing for your soul to expand. You know, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. And again, these words are easy, but once you start to slow down and start to feel what you feel inside and truly accept who you are, that starts to set you free. And really kind of focusing on being grateful and being feeling the power of what's happening inside you allows you to start to change your external. And you have the power. If you listen to this podcast, you listen to this episode, you're in control of your destiny. And maybe it doesn't feel that way right now, energetically, because there's a lot happening. But you can do the right things by having that self-care routine. And like we were saying, being grateful. And even, yes, you know, being grateful for the chair I'm sitting on while I'm recording this podcast, you know, how comfortable it feels. Hey, in that moment, that's great. And it's just like, but what that does is have fun with it. Be silly. It doesn't have to be a serious exercise. And maybe this just starts to, maybe just brings a smile to your face for that split second, and maybe it changes the rest of your day. So Zara, as we start to close this episode, what's your advice to our listeners? What else could you advise them? What would you do? What have you done differently that maybe will help some of our listeners?
I think I have shared most of it, honestly, my gratitude secrets. But I think that, being just start by, if you feel, if you are someone who is, going through a challenging time, just start by being grateful for the things that your mind can justify. That's a great tip. Please do apply it and see how, just watch the magic unfold. And also one thing, try to, as you know, when you were saying about try to have a little fun, I wish if I could just somehow have this magic potion that I could just sprinkle or, spray, bring some joy. It's not that deep. It's not that serious. Life doesn't have to be. It's a choice. And also, please remember that the outside world is an inward condition. I think we had a whole conversation in the previous podcast about it as well, that no matter what is going on the outside, it's your internal radar that decides that how you're going to respond to that. And in order to work on that internal radar or that measuring thing, you need to come in the vibration of peace and content, right? So, and it starts from gratitude. So if you are someone who haven't done the gratitude thing, people do these gratitude journals. It doesn't have to be that fancy. People buy these big fat journals. We're like, okay, today is the day I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write three things. I'm just, if you can't, don't. While you're driving your car, just look at, it's spring season here and these are beautiful flowers are coming out. I just sometimes look at them and I go, oh my God, I'm grateful for this view, for the mountains and for everything. And just dedicate like 7 days, the next 7 days, and we are in eclipse season, so things will come out and everybody's feeling a little bit riled up anyways. And a lot of predictions about this eclipse is that people will have relationship and communication issues because Mercury being in retrograde as well. So if you can somehow focus, shift your focus and be like, no, I'm just going to experience gratitude and see that this is going to be it's going to just slip by without bringing a big impact into your life.
Beautiful. And Zara, I'm going to ask you for some journal prompts in a second. But one of the things you said, I feel is really important, and that is the joy element. So
Please.
what if you create some magic moments that you could be grateful for? And that could be calling a friend. That could be just watching something comedy on the TV. It's just like, you know, sometimes when I'm just feeling us, you know, I put Friends on. I mean, Friends, I've seen every episode so many times, but it just still makes me laugh. Or watching something funny, whatever, or just talking to a friend that you know always brings a smile to your face. Just doing something that brings you joy. So Zara, as we close this episode out, I'd love for you to share a couple of journal prompts and also for you to share how people can work with you.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Right. What am I grateful for when nothing is working in my life? And see what comes up.
Nice,
Because
nice.
that's a great start, huh? Because we are saying that you, if you ask the right kind of questions, your brain is like a Google search, is going to give you all the answers to it. That, okay, what am I truly grateful for? And if you write none, that's okay too. You'll get there. Just by start applying the I'm good for this, I'm good for the chair idea, and then come back to it and see if something shifts.
And maybe just to add, what's the one joyous thing you can do in this moment? What can you choose to do today that then you could be grateful for afterwards? And like I said, it could be anything. It could be ringing, making a phone call. It could be going for a walk in nature and just feeling. What if you could create the moment that you're grateful for? And I love just going for a walk in nature and just looking around and feeling the beauty of whatever I'm seeing, or just put something fun on whatever you can watch, or just call a friend. So many, but what's right for you is right for you. What can you do today that's going to bring you joy?
Andre, that's a beautiful prompt. I love that.
So Zara, how can people work with you if they wanted to reach out? What's the best way of connecting with you?
Book a session. Go to our website. I do Zoom sessions. And if you're here in Vancouver, I can also do one-on-one live sessions here as well. You can go on the website and you can book a session. If the timings don't match, we have a WhatsApp number on there. We'll somehow make it work. And yeah, and we have some webinars coming up as well. And you can find all the information on Instagram. I'm still waiting for my 500 followers, Nimesh. I'm still at 466.
All right, actually I'll put the request out there. Do follow Zara on Instagram, follow me too. We both share
I'm grateful
content.
for this
Yeah,
moment.
100%. You know, I'll try and I was talking to Zara before this. I try and share reels regularly just on how I'm feeling, and you know, I try and produce quite good content there. So if you're not following us, please do follow us. I'll include Zara's website and stuff in the show notes. And just some of the things that we have going on. So, for April, I'm just very aware that, you know, there's different services I offer, and I know that people are not sure. They want to work with me, but they're not sure what's the best way. So I thought for April, what we do is I'd offer a free 30-minute consultation. And in that consultation, you can talk about where you are on your journey, and we can talk about the best way to support you. So I'll include the link to book that in my show notes. It's free, 30 minutes. We can talk about what's happening in your world, and we can talk about how you can be supported in what way, if it resonates, how I can support you. We also have our next free Zoom session, which is for 90 minutes. You'll have me and Stacey. It's on the 17th, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. for the UK. And what we do over 90 minutes is we'll talk about the current energy, what everyone's going through. We'll do a guided meditation, and we will open the Akashic records and share a group message. It's always a powerful session. It's free. You can be on screen if you wish. You don't have to be. But it is a good way to have a conscious conversation, connect with other people. So yeah, truly feel blessed by it. And as we close this podcast episode out, Zara, I just wanted to say thank you again. I'm truly grateful for you and everything, and just your positive energy. And I know that you're always watching over me and supporting me, just like your sister is on the other realm. And I'm so grateful for you. So, sending so much love and light out to everybody that's listening, sending so much love and light out to you, Zara and Sidra. I'm thanking you too. And Zara, I'm going to hand it over to you to close us out.
Thank you so much, everyone. And I hope that even if you can just pick one thing from today's podcast and apply it, I'll be so grateful. And thank you so much, Nimesh, for this opportunity. You know, knowing me, it's in the agenda. I'll record a podcast, but Nimesh is the one. So I'm truly, truly, truly grateful for this opportunity always. And I'm grateful for, of course, Bajia, you know, we have to give a shout out to her every time. Like, we're so grateful that, you know,
All right,
she's
so
watching
just so all
over
the
us.
listeners, when she says Bajia, she means
Yes,
Sidra.
yes, yes,
That's
yes.
affectionately a nickname for Sidra, so.
Yeah. So yes, but again, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Nimesh, for hosting and inviting me. And I'm really looking forward to create some more podcasts with you.
Love it. Looking forward to it too. Bye for
Thank you
now.
so much. Bye.